Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Spank, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is up, you sons of bitches? It's the Real Ass Podcast with your boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, filling in for El Jefe, Luis J. Gomez. To my right, one of my besties, you guys know him from High Society Radio and Notes of a Goon, it's Chris from Brooklyn.
What up, Zach?
Shannon, show me your tits. I'm Luis today. Oh!
Shannon, show me your tits. I owe everyone money. Ah!
Oh, Shannon, I'll pay for your new tits if I don't have to pay Zach and Chris for road dates. Ah!
Lewis, I hope you're having a great time out there, and I know you're probably listening. I wish you a fruitful and successful trip, my friend. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. We are joined by two illustrious gentlemen who I'm very glad to have here. I can't thank you guys for your time enough. I got Mr. Sean Donnelly here.
Hello there. How is everybody doing? I don't want to buy anybody's tits. I just want to say that right off the bat.
Doing great, buddy.
Right? I'll rent them out.
Rent to own.
That's all you need, baby.
That's all you need.
You need a night. You don't want to have to fucking sign them.
No.
And then we got Tim Butterly.
Hey, guys. Thank you. I'm happy to be with you. I'll go half on tits.
You go half?
Just one.
We'll go
Dutch? I'll chip in. Tits?
And then you can keep them for like 2 weeks, and then I'll have them for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll
What about like weekends?
Oh, that timeshare tits? Is that what you're saying?
That's where we make our money, is on the weekends.
Oh, we rent them out.
That's where they pay for themselves.
We rent them out.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Definitely. I can do like Monday, Tuesday titties.
Hell yeah.
You'd have the weekends for yourself.
Monday,
you know?
Tuesday.
Nah. Oh, what for? That's when you make the money so you can bring more titties into the stable.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's when you drive them around the counties charging two bits of gander.
That's that smart titty money. He's the businessman right there. That's smart titty money.
Yeah. Those are blue ribbon county fair titties right there.
You can tell he doesn't come from family titties. He's his own man.
He's come from the bottom.
Couldn't scratch two nickels together. Now look at me. I've got like six titties.
Those are blood, sweat, and tears titties right there.
The Art of Titty Getting by Zach D'Amico.
I look like a pregnant Rottweiler. Do you guys
remember
that?
Dude, that is so much better than International Superstar.
That the first sketch of the first episode of the Dana Carvey Show.
Oh, wasn't it him with the tits?
It was him as Bill Clinton. He takes his jacket off and he has a full set of like dog teats and he starts breastfeeding puppies. It's on at like 9. On ABC.
Well, did you watch that whole documentary about
that? It was
the
funniest shit ever.
It's hilarious.
Because it's the funniest people. Have you seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's the funniest people in the world at the time making a show that is eating dick. And so it's like...
Because it's for them.
It was Dino Stamopoulos, Louis...
it was basically the Conan crew.
Yeah.
Made the Dana Carvey Show. First sketch, Dana Carvey has tits. And immediately, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of complaint letters.
Yeah, well, it was like the biggest misstep by a network ever, because they were just putting this at like prime time when the family was... And that's when tons of people watched TV together as
This
families.
Is also when he was super famous as the church lady from SNL.
Yeah. Like, Shannon, could you play it?
Open up my shirt so you can see what I'm talking about. There it is. There, my little baby. There you go.
I'm actually surprised this got past censors.
And it was on way early.
Yeah. It was live.
Oh, was live?
I think it was live the first episode. And then they had to go.
Then they made him tape it, I think. I think you're right.
Dude, my favorite thing is like by episode 6, like they had a sponsor for every episode. By episode 6, it was just the Chinese restaurant that was setting up for the writers' meeting.
That's right. They really did that right.
Dude, there's this great clip. It was literally just taken from like the ABC like taped lineup, and it was the commercial that was airing right before it, and it was Home Improvement, a very special episode. And it's Jonathan Taylor Thomas going, "Dad, I think I have cancer." And he's crying, and they hug, and they go, followed by Taco Bell presents the Dana Carvey Hour.
team.
All right, let's get plugs out of the way. Shannon, if you want to cue up that music, let's get people's eyes and ears on our products. Donnelly, what do you want people to check out?
Please check out my podcast. It's called the DYM Podcast. It comes out every Friday. It's on the laugh button. You can get it wherever you get podcasts, as well as I have a serious satellite radio show every Wednesday at 4 p.m. on Raw Dog 99 called Celebrate.
Butterly?
Listen to Dad Meat. It's me and Mike Rainey, and every Sunday night we record it live and on YouTube, and the live chat's always fucking popped off, and it's a great time. And follow my Twitch, twitch.tv/TimButterly, and that's also a nice time. Oh, dude, I'm enforcing nice time.
I've jumped into their live chat before.
Oh,
they were really wishes, and I was like, oh, I need to weigh in on this. I was actually just texting Six.
Dude,
also,
people have been trying to set us up, you and me. This is our first time meeting.
Dude, Tom did this to me 2 days ago.
What, to fight each other?
Yeah, we're going to meet.
Fight until we make out.
Until we're just like very close in and just like doing that, like you're giving up, but you're still pounding on the chest.
It's slower and slower, and yeah. Then, yeah, gently come in for the kiss.
Yeah. I'm getting it from every angle.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy to. Hell yeah, dude. That's all. That's all I wanted to say about that.
All right, cool.
Chris, what are you going to be able to check out, my friend?
Obviously, Notes of a Goon, High Society Radio here on Gas Digital, Thursdays at 8. And I'm going to be doing more stuff with Catalyst Wrestling. I'm going to be starting doing some commentary. We're filming all the studio shows at Sapphire Gentlemen's Club with Andrew Zary and the president of Sapphire Gentlemen's Club. It's really popping off over at Catalyst Wrestling right now. And also, buy Zach's hats. I'm wearing one right now.
Yep, that's the big plug today. Guys, you know where to check me out. All the pods here on the network. But right now, this week only, we got my hats in back in the store. I got the Amico 666 hat and my Screaming Skull logo. Between the 8th and the 15th, now's the time to buy them. Sold out last time, so get them now while they're hats.
I get a lot of compliments on this hat. People don't realize. My girlfriend saw this hat and was just like, it looks like him. It's weird.
I met somebody in Cleveland that she got that logo tattooed on her hand.
Really?
And it freaked me out.
Is that your first fan tattoo?
Yeah.
Right above these two fingers.
Well, yeah.
I can honestly say I have zero fan tattoos. Do you have any fan tattoos?
I don't have any fans.
It legit freaked me out. But yeah, Instagram Zach is not funny. Bye, guys. Catalyst Wrestling, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. That's the tattoozle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she
looks better on the hat, Zach.
It looks way better than the hat.
Yeah, don't do the tattoo. Just go to
Get the hat.
Merchforpods.com.
The hat's the move.
What was that meeting like? Were you just did you not
know
what to say?
I've met her before.
Yeah.
She's come to other shows, but she got that and she got the Skanks logo on the other hand.
Wow.
I was like, man, that's dedication.
Open for business.
She should have got your logo on these two and then one on the stink. She got the Skanks logo on the stink.
That would have been the move.
Yeah.
A ZA and then the Skanks logo over here.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Our good friend Tony Hinchcliffe, stalwart, an amazing gentleman, someone who's gone out of his way for me, helped me get gigs, helped me write stuff. He's in a bit of hot water. Let's take a look.
I'm just going to say, this is great for me and you to be talking about Tony Hinchcliffe to be in trouble because we offended Tony Hinchcliffe at Skankfest 2 years ago with the Serbian film. He tapped out.
Oh, yeah. We did make Tony tap out. That's gang.
What
we,
part?
We screened a Serbian.
He had never seen a Serbian film, and I don't remember what it was, but he was just like, all right, I'm gone, and me and Zach are just dying.
I think the limit
laughing
for most people is like in the last 4 minutes of the movie.
No, there's a baby that gets fucked.
Isn't that the end?
No,
that's when like
run, oh, no. Oh, you're right. I'm thinking of his son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucked me up.
I've never seen this film, and I'm glad I haven't seen it. What the fuck is
it's
this?
It's called A Serbian Film.
Yeah.
And it is the story of a guy who used to do porn, who's like out, but he's broke. He's got a wife and a kid. And he gets an offer that's like, you come back, do one more movie. And, you know, your great grandkids will be provided for, basically. You know, this is such an exorbitant amount of money.
Oh, my God.
So he takes it. He gets there. It's a fucked up situation. And he quits. As he's leaving, a nurse comes up, boom, injects him. And he gets knocked out. Wakes up 3 days later. And they say, we injected you with, like, ecstasy and bull testosterone.
Oh, my God.
And he has to figure out everything he did for those 3 days by finding the tapes.
So it's just like, it's like The Hangover, but...
Yeah, and it's wild.
It's more like 1917.
Yeah.
It's like a single-shot war movie, but with fucking...
Yeah, it starts rough. And it goes way deeper than you think it's gonna.
Holy
I thought it was
shit.
Actually a great movie. Actually, when you get past all the edgelord shit, that's a pretty phenomenal.
And it's not as explicit
Dude, the theme,
but like people always think it's going to be like way worse.
Don't forget, like, the leverage that they have over him is his family the whole time. So I was like, oh, this is actually a pretty tremendous story about like the external pressures on like a family man. And then also he fucks everybody. He fucks his whole family. It's pretty fucked up.
Oh, Jesus.
We screened it at midnight at Skank, the last Skank Fest.
Is it just like the random like aristocrats premise? Like, is it like like that kind of like, but the most fucked up aristocrats premise ever?
Like, oh, yeah.
Like that. Eventually, that's essentially what it becomes. And drugs may have been involved. And we had a rotating crew of guests just for who could stand it the longest. And I think Tony wasn't even supposed to come on. He just came down. I was like, what are you guys doing? And then after what, like
it was like 5 minutes.
He was like, nope, I'm gone.
Wow.
Who lasted the longest? Wow.
Pockets.
Yeah, Pockets.
Yeah, okay.
Pockets is fucking my
He's
boy.
Fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah, Pockets will sit through anything. I made Pockets watch so many bad black horror movies for Black History Month. I had him as my co-host for a full month. I made him watch he found it. It's called Holla If I Kill You. And it was shot in New York. And it's Kareem Green, Harris, fuck, like, oh, Michael Black.
What's fuck doing these days? Well,
so wait, it's all
he married Stool. there's a guy who's just supposed to be Michael Blackson. He's like Michael Africa.
But, just Michael, they couldn't get Michael Blackson for it?
Yeah. And it's like a really low-budget slasher in a black comedy club.
Oh, wow.
And it's
unwatchable.
Was it
shot in, like, Greenwich Village Comedy Club or something? Was it, like...
No, it's some room uptown.
Okay.
Like, it's authentic.
Wow.
And, like, the main character spends, like, the entire movie in bed. And it's just a mattress in the side of whatever room they were shooting the rest of the movie in. He's wearing his clothes from the rest of the movie in bed. Like, at no point do they try and make it look like nighttime. It's pretty brilliant. But so Tony's in a bit of hot water. Some would say thrown straight into the wok. Tony.
I would go shabu shabu hot pot.
Tony was introduced by a younger comic, and Tony went on stage and riffed a little. Let's just see the guy tweeted it. This is how Tony Hinchcliffe.
So this just happened.
This, I Last think it was night, yesterday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Give it up for the one and only Tony Hinchcliffe.
So far, so good.
Yes, so far, so good.
Hello, good evening, welcome, hello. How about one more time for the filthy little fucking chink that was just up here? While all you fucking race trainers are hooping and hollering, I'm back there watching you puking in a fucking bucket. Oh, we making a gunpowder. Oh, you want extra soy sauce. Oh, you borrow money from us. And you guys just eating it up, you fucking pussy.
So now he was just quoting that guy's act.
Yeah, I think he did it word for word.
Yeah. I'm joking. Oh, guys.
Case closed.
So that's the whole clip?
That's the whole clip. Yeah. I would assume, now I don't know where he went from that he went into like a dumb, like, you know, don't you know they gave us COVID, this is America, goddamn it, type, not yeah. really being, like, he's being ignorant on purpose.
Being ignorant. Well, you could tell from the beginning that yeah. he's being ignorant on purpose. Yeah.
Well, what I'd read was that there was like some like stop Asian hate stuff toward the end of Peng Dang's set. So... It is objectively funny to come.
Hold
out.
Hold on, can we acknowledge that you almost were like, I don't even know if I could say this guy's name without getting canceled.
I gotta be honest, dude,
his name is Pang Dang. I didn't realize. I knew his name was
yeah,
Pang.
Pang Dang.
I wanted to mumble it a little bit and hope it just went under the radar. My bad.
and this is just like.
So he tweeted it saying that this is how Tony Hinchcliffe talked about me during whatever Asian Heritage Month or whatever the fuck it is.
Because I'm sure everybody knows when Asian Heritage fucking
it might be indefinite right now.
Yeah.
We might be on indefinite yeah. Asian Heritage Month.
I think that you have to know the like it feels like where was the show? Like what was the show? Because it seems like they seem like a bunch of Tony Hinchcliffe fans in the like right away they kind of get what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't think it was a showcase show. I think it was like him. A Tony show.
And so he knows that Pang Dang? Is that his name? Pang Dang?
I think it's
Pang. Somebody posted on Twitter that apparently that guy opens for him on the road sometimes. Yeah, so they must be. I mean, it seems like They might have had some sort of beef that neither of them really.
No, he listed opening for Tony Hinchcliffe as a credit
on his bio.
Yeah, in multiple bios.
So what did it? Because it was so like he.
List a bunch of racial ethnic slurs for Italians in my bio. Like, this greasy wop Dago from Brooklyn, New York.
Just is your family tree.
Yeah.
Wait. So what was the deal? Like that was the line for that guy, and he was like, "Check this
and
out."
And he posted the video in like a shaming thing, and then all the classic anti-comedy fucking yahoos all came out of the woodwork
to be like,
and now there's a cancel Tony Hinchcliffe movement
from
non-comics.
Yeah, it's on Twitter. It's trending.
No, I more meant cancel Tony Hinchcliffe from like he does
from
his own
what?
Show.
Yeah,
it's his show that he produces.
He's already in that thing. But like, what I'm curious about is. He didn't know, like, isn't that what Tony does? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
Like he's being ironic all the time and whatever. So, and he's opened for him before. So, I don't know why. I don't see where the disconnect is. Where he's like, well, wait, he said what? Like,
maybe
I don't
he bombed.
See...
Maybe he bombed, and he saw that as Tony like shitting on him bombing, and that's why he took offense.
Maybe that's very possible. But if you're opening for the guy where you're putting it as your credit, you should be like, oh, that's Tony, and like, or you give him in that world, it's like you give him shit when he gets off. It's like, dude, what the fuck? Like that was too much for me. Like, whatever. And then you hash it out with each other.
And I'm more suspicious of where the clip ended because I feel like it definitely was going. Like, he didn't just come out and be like, "Slaying Eye Chinks, thank you, good night."
Yeah.
Like he had more to that.
Another way to make it funnier.
Yeah.
But the
thank you, good night.
Is there a possibility Pang Dang was kidding by posting it? Like, was he Jesus Christ. Was he posting it as a
no, he was no. serious.
Oh wow, I thought maybe he's like, oh, like ironically, oh, for Stop Asian Hate. Like, he knew this kid was being over the top on purpose.
This, it would appear that it was a
This is him. This is his heckling Harvey Weinstein moment, right?
Yeah.
This is his post, the original post.
And how many can we see the likes and retweets?
Oh, yeah.
So that's, yeah.
Obviously top one. Look,
Gomez
Lewis
is on top.
Yeah. Who gives a shit? So, yeah.
I LOL'd.
1,250 retweets, 1,700 quote tweets, 9,000 likes. Shannon, let's see how many followers Pang Dang has.
Well, now it's probably up 3,000. Yeah, so.
So, yeah, up from whatever it is.
That tweet's the biggest thing he's
ever. It was 600 yesterday.
Maybe he was lying and
he had 600 followers yesterday.
Maybe he was just waiting for this one day. He's like, this motherfucker's going to
like a sneaky. Oh, sorry. I thought you were going somewhere with that. From out of the fucking bushes, here comes Charlie with a knife in his teeth coming for Tony Hinchcliffe.
No.
I'm going to throw this out there. I watched that last night, and it was a little more jarring in my house. But then as soon as I watched it in this room, I was like, this is silly. You know, it's like, it's not.
Well, no, well, I think right away, I think I've watched Tony Hinchcliffe's stand-up, I think right away you would know, like, that's so ridiculous that you would think, like, that he means any of what he's saying, that, yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is just him making a dumb joke in the beginning of a set.
Do you think people are watching that, and, like, that what they're seeing is, like, a Klan rally where a guy's, like, professing his beliefs?
Well, it doesn't help. There's a bald, shaved-head white dude right in the foreground of them.
Yeah, that guy was face value.
The audience looks like a KKK.
He was just nodding violently, laugh,
taking notes.
Yeah, that doesn't help at all. But like,
he's wearing a necklace of ears.
Jesus. But the
so can we see some of the people that replied? Because it was just the people that you know are gonna be like,
I'm so sorry this happened to you. I'm so sorry for you.
Or just people are like, he's trying to marginalize all non-white comics. I know Guy Branum came after him.
Yeah.
It's exactly who you think it's going to be.
Maybe it is a dick move, and maybe it is unfunny, but even if it is, it's just that, you know?
I just feel like if you're another comic, you message Tony privately and go, what the fuck happened there?
If you take the
public stance on it, I feel is just.
If you're Pang Dang and you had that much of a problem with it, they're both built about the same. Just punch the kid in the mouth when he comes back
off stage.
That's a fair one on the spot.
It's on site.
I would take Pang Dang over Tony. I think they should fight.
They should fight to resolve this.
Tony's got a punchable mouth. Nice guy. Punchable mouth. Right away. Just knock him out.
That might be a top five punchable mouth. I think Pang should have made a move.
Fucked him up. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my main issue is all the people that are like people with clout, with like their fucking check marks. that are attacking him when it's like, that's a message. That's a text. That's a DM. Like, but hey, bro, buddy, what the fuck happened?
This is what the check mark was all for, man. It was all leading up to this. I get to be like, this is, you know.
Well, this is what cool. I said. Like, there is also the possibility that guy's like, well, I can get way more leverage out of this tweet than I can by having opened for Tony Clinton.
I think that's what happened. I think you nailed
right?
it. I think that's exactly what happened. I think there was a guy, I think he was an LA guy that was like, Tony's an opportunity up until the point that he just did that and now I can be huge on Twitter. Which is almost as shitty as, like, if you're that offended by, there's no way that Tony, I don't think Tony was trying to offend anybody. I think that's what the whole point was. It was so ridiculous. So, but it's almost more offensive from that one guy's part to be like, oh, this will make me famous on Twitter. Like, it's like, well, think about how shitty that is.
Yeah. Since they have like a history together, since Peng Dang opens for him, how many times do you think he almost got this video before this? Where it was like Tony would accidentally say that Peng's like funny or a nice guy in the middle of saying a bunch of, you know, noodles words or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, he got through the entire like intro without complimenting Peng Dang. He's like, finally, dude, there's my fucking ticket.
Like, is it that right. all these horrible things are happening to Asian people, or is it that Asian people always have cameras? And chances are we're going to get something.
Fucking Zet with the vintage racism, digging into crates for a 1980 stereotype.
Well, I think, what can Tony get canceled from? There's no more, they don't do the Comedy Central roasts. His show is his show.
That's the thing.
So like, maybe the venue.
No. And there's...
Damn, that's a good point. I'm on Peng Dang's side. Tony Inchcliffe has nothing to offer me, dude. That was disgusting behavior. Why would anyone ever do that?
Racist.
What a piece of shit. I'll beat up Tony Inchcliffe. Yeah. It's on site, dude. I'm going to avenge my boy, Peng Dang.
Yeah, that's true.
He's over 3,000 Twitter followers now.
Avenge my boy, Peng Dang.
Dude, it's on site. Tony Inchcliffe, dude.
Do you think he'll call his album Pangdemic?
No, that's actually perfect.
Or Dang It, Peng. No, that one was not good. You don't make fun of their name.
So what happens now? So think about it this way. Like you just said, what happens now? Like, he's just in the same position he was in. He just gains more fans that were listening to his podcast.
Unfortunately, I think he gains more hateful fans, because the only thing that'll come of this for him, because everyone that knows his shit knows he's not being serious. The only thing I think he'll pick up from it is idiots that think that's what he does.
Rabble rousers.
Well, and that's the other thing is, like, you have a whole, he has like an hour special, doesn't he? And he has probably tons of other clips, and it's hours and hours of podcasts where that's, you're not picking that up. But this one, that's why Twitter is fucked, because that one little sliver is now going to define this guy for the next, like, what, 6 months?
I think it's ultimately not going to matter.
Has he responded, Shannon? Has he tweeted anything? If he doesn't apologize, I think this is gone in 3 days.
I mean, look, him and Shane could form a tag team.
That would be the tour, the canceled tour.
Yeah.
They should be a public enemy number one.
No, I mean like an old school racist WWF tag team.
Oh, great.
Send them over to Japan. Just make them like big and fat with giant beards.
Also, it's like, it's the same thing as like the Tracy Morgan thing from years ago, where it's like, stop filming live shows randomly from the audience and not showing the entire thing. Like, stop doing that. When he was like, remember there was a thing at Gotham or something or somewhere with Tracy Morgan, where he's like, if my son was gay, I'd chop his head off. And it's like, yeah, it's Tracy Morgan. He's out of his fucking mind.
He says crazy things.
Crazy things. So that is in the moment,
might have said, if my son was a dinosaur, I'd run from him. Like, that's Tracy. He just says nonsensical things.
Exactly. Exactly. So when it comes to this kind of stuff, you can't just take a little piece of a live show and go, this is exactly what this guy does. It defines him, and this is it. This is like case closed. That's just not the case.
I mean, it is kind of the case with Tony Inchcliffe. This is kind of what he does all the time.
But it's also from coming from a place of, it's coming from a place, right? It's coming from a place of, hey, like, there's never
the
one.
The joke is that would be the worst thing to ever do, and no one would ever actually do it, right? So it's like,
right?
Exactly. He's showing you that he doesn't agree with it. If anything, he might be the most anti-racist person in the world if that's the worst thing he thinks someone could do.
Well, that's a bit of a stretch, but yeah. I don't know what is.
I rethought my position. He might have a couple of connections I could use.
I don't know the guy at all, but I just know that watching, just for somebody, and I don't listen to his podcast, but somebody just watching that clip, I knew right away that the guy did not mean a word that he said when he got up.
Yeah, because we're adults who understand context.
Also, and if you have somebody opening for you that you're friends with, the amount of shit I've said about my friends, if they've done a set before me, even on a showcase show, to make fun of them, is fucked up. I've made fun of everything about them. So that's just what he was doing. It was just doing to an umpteenth level.
Have you ever walked into a room with like more than four people that you like? You take 15 times that before you can get somewhere to sit down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I guess because it was public, it's worse. I don't even understand the argument anymore. Do people think he's kidding and it's bad to kid like that? Do people think he's serious? I don't know.
From the replies, it would appear people think he's serious and that's what he does on stage.
Well, that's retarded.
I think canceled. Maybe some of them are probably thinking, we know he's being ironic, but we don't care. He shouldn't even utter those words.
Americans need to start using cheeky. If it was just easy to be like, hey, he's being cheeky.
Case closed. That's true. It does make it seem way
cheeky.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, that's kind of like a verbal risk, though.
Cheeky?
Like, you could take a wrong turn halfway through that.
And... he's a real cheek.
Yeah. This is just cheek comedy. Come on, man.
So, speech impediment comedian, yeah. Tony Hinchcliffe.
But I honestly think it's like, you know, he's in LA, right? He's an LA guy.
I think he's a Texas guy now.
Oh, he's a Texas guy now. Yeah. I don't see how this really, besides getting some hate tweets and some hate mail, I think it just kind of dissipates because it's only happening on Twitter right now, right?
Yeah, and it's not like, what else is there to... He runs his own empire. I mean...
He runs his own show, and yeah. He does all that whole Joe Rogan
thing. Look at you hesitated on empire.
Yeah.
He runs his own
show and stuff.
Stuff.
He has all his shit is his shit.
Yeah. Also, I'm not surprised Tony Hinchcliffe was running his mouth. Look at that mouth. It's gigantic.
Yeah.
He's going to have words like that come out. All right, that was shitty, but whatever. You know what I'm saying.
And then also there was another comic who I actually saw on Facebook, and then I saw people screenshot it and put it on Twitter, accusing Tony of like joke theft, which is insanity, because Tony fucking writes all constantly, and I think that's absolutely insane. And yes, roast jokes, you will fucking have similar ideas. Yeah,
overlapping,
people.
Sure.
And then somebody accused him of like being violent. And I was like, that guy?
Yeah, right, exactly.
To whom?
Yeah, like if Tony wants to hurt you, he has to pet a cat maniacally and hire someone to do it.
He's got to hire Zach to throw a hat at you.
Absolutely.
Ironically, you cannot hire Peng Dang to throw a razor hat at someone. Well, oh, anything good?
This is showing that the flyer Joe Rogan took Tony off of it. I don't know if that's real or not.
Did Joe Rogan take him off of it, or did the creek in the cave take him off of it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't count that as a Joe Rogan decision. I don't know. Maybe for people
listening.
Do you
think Joe Rogan's ever talked to his flyer guy in his life?
Yeah, right.
Well, the flyer guy.
Hey, use that picture where I look really tall.
Yeah,
the flyer. It's one or the other. The flyer guy's not going, hey, I better do this for Joe's sake. Yeah. That's not happening. Somebody's telling the guy.
If that was even real.
Oh my God.
Man. Oh, if that was not photoshopped, you mean?
Yeah, because it was just the same picture.
No, I saw it online.
Oh yeah.
Just Joe. I actually wondered why it was. I thought they were just doing separate flyers because I saw it on my Twitter,
maybe,
on my Instagram.
Maybe Tony's laying low for a week or two.
That's very, yeah, if he's off the show, he's off the show. It's like, that could just be the case.
Yeah, maybe.
Now it's Peng Dang and Joe Rogan. It's crazy.
That'd be, you know how fucking hilarious it would be if Peng Dang takes over for that show?
Yeah.
And that was the point of the whole thing? I would be a new Peng Dang fan. I would buy Peng Dang's album.
He starts doing Kill Peng.
Hunger Peng?
Hunger Peng.
Pangry?
Yes.
Holy shit! I'd be a staunch Peng Dang fan.
Penghead.
If he just took over Tony, like almost like Single White Female, he just takes over for Tony Hinchcliffe.
I've been a Tony Hinchcliffe this entire time. My jokes are very dishonorable. I'm being cheeky.
Also, Zach has been waiting for a story like this for a long time. Zach is like, Tony, finally, my Asian jokes, finally.
Tony does kind of look like someone's doing Asian eyes to his mouth all the time.
He'll be okay.
Yeah.
He's got a couple bucks in the bank.
Yeah, it's like, what was he... I mean, unless they're going to remake Philadelphia, what was Tony getting canceled anyway? Hey, great news, fans of rap. Yo Kratom, the best supporter of our style of comedy, just launched Yo Delta. That's right, we've got a brand new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. So, if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where it's legal, well, then it's time to stock up and enjoy the summer of Delta 8. Chris, you know about Delta 8.
I do know about Delta 8 and how much Yo Delta supports our style of comedy. So if you love shitbags, Tony Hinchcliffe, you'll love Yo Delta because it's legal weed. They make it out of pressed hemp, gets you high.
Oh boy, does it. They sent us some to try out, and I can say it works.
Yeah, if you need to forget all of that child rape that happened to you in Philadelphia, just smoke some Yo Delta.
Yo Delta is potent, and if you're living in a state where weed's illegal and you're constantly trying to get a
hold of
your source,
like Pennsylvania?
Like Pennsylvania, which has a number of problems. And listen, if your dealer sucks, you guys just go to YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high and keep you high. That's YoDelta.com. If you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys. That's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS, for 25% off. Yo Delta, try it out. Let's move on. Chris, you have a story that you were especially interested in?
None of these ones, but some autistic lady who's wearing short shorts got thrown out of Six Flags. You can probably find it's on the Post today, Shannon. She's mom of an 11-year-old.
This made the news?
Yeah, it was in the Post. Yeah.
Hot autistic lady?
She was a hot autistic. Yes. Good legs. Good legs.
I mean, I got to see this.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, this lady.
Oh, I saw this video. She's autistic?
She claims she's autistic.
Oh.
Which, I mean, is really...
Everyone kind of
She's wearing a Pikachu shirt. Like,
that qualifies. Yeah. Let's see.
She's an adult with an 11-year-old daughter wearing a Pikachu shirt.
She got the shirt from Pang Dang.
Yeah, that's true. Disorderly.
I am not... She's not disorderly.
I am mad, dude. Like, I see all kinds of people.
I'm asking for information so that I can issue a...
Maybe her daughter's autistic? Maybe that's...
Shorts are too small.
Oh, maybe.
Damn, she's too cheeked out.
Guys, I was leaving.
Those shorts aren't even that short.
Look at this. Look at what you're doing.
I don't know. You might have bottom cheeks sticking out.
Yeah.
I'm Bailey Breedlove. Give me your ID. You're not going to let me leave. You're going to
This is where?
This is at Six Flags.
This does seem ridiculous.
It seems like a ridiculous thing. Apparently, she tried to leave, and they were like, no, and like they pulled out handcuffs on her, and she was like, what did I do that was illegal? And Six Flags is saying that that's not why she got thrown out of the park.
Something else happened?
It's in Oklahoma.
Oh, it's in Oklahoma?
They stopped there, they were like, hey, well, you have to go, but none of these kids can watch you leave.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, your mom's a real pig. we got to address this.
But Six Flags typically has a water park attached. People wear bathing suits there.
I feel like people wear this to funerals in Oklahoma. Like, yeah. I feel like this has to be a normal there, right?
Yeah. It's Six Flags. Yeah. Women wear tighty whities that they cut a hole in and turn into a tube top.
Yeah, exactly.
It said she also agreed to buy new shorts so they'd leave the family alone. The officer and manager accused her of criminal trespassing. She said, I was then pushed
and a slut.
Pushed and escorted towards the entrance. Accepting this, we were about to leave and were blocked by the female officer from leaving, and she pulled out her cuffs and demanded my ID.
It seems like they had...
They said, pull over. That ass is too fat.
That's weird. Why? Because if you said she tried to leave, then let her leave.
Yeah. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Criminal trespassing in a public park? That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, they were like, we got to pat you down, miss. Sorry.
this story stinks. There's something doesn't add up here.
Yeah.
They're hiding details. I want the police body cams released. I want the police booty cams released.
There you go.
You've actually offended our owner here at Six Flags.
Yeah, that guy comes out.
That's what he's reacting to in those commercials, her shorts. That creepy Uncle Junior looking old guy from those commercials.
Just Porky Pig stumbling over the word camel toe.
Your mom's hot and autistic.
Freeze, Venga police.
So were her ass cheeks out?
Fucking autistic lady. They're one flag.
They're short shorts, but people wear short shorts all the time. How
Isn't
is that
an amusement
thing?
Park where you dress like that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't that where you probably got them? Like, you ever go to the Jersey Shore? Like, they just sell those.
Oh, come on. That's not even that bad.
That's not bad.
That's bottom cheek, though, man. I mean,
it's barely bottom cheek.
Look, man, I don't write the fucking rules.
You don't write the shorts rules.
Do they have, like, you must be this tall to ride? They have, like, you must not be showing this much cheek.
Yeah, right? You got calipers on the bottom. Yeah. Dude, look, that's about that much cheek, dude. You can pinch that.
They did say that there aren't any rules in the park about shorts. Appropriate clothing, yeah. Mm.
You know what rules? This autistic lady's butt.
That's not bad. I bet you what's not... She said something, and they were like, fuck her, we're getting her. We're getting this lady. We're just going to get her arrested because...
She said, give it up for that.
She said, I'm
fucking
a retard, so I could say the N-word, and then call that security guard the N-word.
It's very possible.
Dude, imagine being... It was a boy, right, that she was with? A son or a daughter?
I think a daughter.
Yeah, it was a daughter. I mean, I think the real crime was that daughter's bowl cut. Let's be honest here.
There's a second video on this article. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's hard talking?
Dude, yeah. That is a fun. They just
hot
kicked me out.
Mom, dude.
I was
hot
just
mom.
Trying to have a
that
good
a
time.
Hot, that is a hot tard.
All right, let's see this lady dude, unhot herself with whatever she's about to say.
Hold on. Wait a second.
Go ahead.
My teen mom, my tard mom, how are we not doing this?
What's up, everyone? Bailey Breedlove here. Just want to make a quick
her name
update
is Breedlove.
On what's been going on.
Pause.
Yeah, she is
this
a
lady.
I Breedlove in my pussy.
Tell me this lady does not have an OnlyFans.
Find her OnlyFans, Shannon.
Bailey
Lewis's
Breedlove?
Login is still in the computer.
It's a Bailey Breedlove.
Yeah.
All right, let's say it. But this girl has an OnlyFans.
First of all, I would like to thank everyone for their support. You guys are awesome. This happened on April 30th. And I have emailed and called Frontier City with no reply, and I'm pretty sure now
it's Six Flags Frontier City.
Just trying to get the word out there, I guess. Let people know how they treat women. Definitely feel like I was singled out in that situation. So, yeah, quick update for you guys. Not much going on, really. Peace.
That's not an update, then.
Yeah.
That's a terrible update.
Yeah.
Here's my update. No update.
Yeah. She's like, nothing's happened, and that's my update. I feel like she's going to open up for Rogan instead of Tony Angelo. I'm going to have her come in wearing the shorts.
Man.
Jesus.
Does she have an OnlyFans?
No. Not that we can find.
What's her name?
No flags!
Bailey. She has an Instagram probably.
Bailey Breedlove.
She has an Instagram, and it's not overtly sexual.
Well, let's see it and judge that for ourselves.
I don't think she has autism.
Her daughter.
She does not seem autistic to me in the slightest.
Tony Hinchcliffe is way more autistic than that chick.
She's a tattoo artist, and those are not good tattoos. That's not a good sign.
All right. Yeah, it's a normal Instagram.
Whoa, is that a tire tread on someone's arm? Damn.
Wait a second.
Wait a
was that
that
a memorial tattoo to somebody who died in a drunk driving accident?
Please. No. Wait, after time.
It's actually supposed to say tire after tire.
That's not a tribute to a car that died.
No, it's for the Autobots.
Oh, my God.
Yikes, dude.
1985, 2020. That's got to be somebody who got like hit by a car or in a car accident, right?
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
Or a very brave Tercel.
No, I think this is on the, I actually am on her side.
Wait,
I'm
maybe
never
that's
on
just how she's autistic. She's just really into cars. She calls her kid the love bug.
She's probably carrying the love bug right now.
Yeah, maybe she's just gotten, I've definitely
those
met.
Are decent tits.
Yeah, I've definitely met girls who say they're autistic. And they're just, they've gotten diagnosed that they could be on this. They even like self-diagnose.
Mm.
And they're like, yeah, I'm on the spectrum.
Yeah, I met girls who claim they're autistic and they're just going through withdrawals.
I thought you said this wasn't overtly autistic. I mean, sexual. What? I'm overtly autistic.
Oh, man, I would throw matches on the ground just to see her bend over and count them all.
No, this seems like she did
definitely
get screwed.
A slut.
These videos are it's usually never girls like this that are in the
motorcycle bikini. Shannon, what is your fucking judgment for an overtly sexual Instagram page?
Well, for a while it wasn't. Jesus, it was all tattoos.
She's just like, this is what we do in Staten Island.
I know exactly what's going
on at the moment.
Going through Shannon's head right now is like, yeah, she's got some cool poses, but her tits are pretty small.
It's not that sexual.
You can't wash a windshield with us.
She's got feet.
We're scrolling with you guys.
Shannon, come on. A belt buckle for no reason.
Brass knuckle belt buckle.
Oh, there's a
side tit.
A bunch of butterfly knives. Okay, she's fucking.
Shannon,
she's great.
Shannon, I'm your biggest fan, but you got this one wrong.
Do you understand that when my eyes hit the page, I don't like get all of the information into my.
Hey, your eyes are up here, Shannon.
She does have a bunch of random. It's like all her photos from her own version of Memento. She has to figure out.
Her kid's dad. She keeps fucking him, not realizing it. Just hiding it from herself. I have memento autism. I have to trace my entire life in reverse every single day.
She looks at her arm in the morning. She's like, you have no personality.
That's an old tattoo song. She starts a new OnlyFans every day.
She has 743 OnlyFans.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm on her side, man. Six Flags, that's where you dress like that.
I'm on her side as well. I think we should do a free Britney.
I'm a free cheeks advocate, man. Keep
breed love?
Them out.
Breed love. What'd you say? You're what?
Free cheeks
did
advocate.
Did she wind up getting charged with anything, or she was just detained?
Yeah, I don't think she was charged.
She just has this video of her kid crying over her mom's ass shorts.
Her kid's just crying, we have to go to Freaks and Cheeks again.
She just said she didn't want to let it go how they treat women in the park.
Yeah. They don't treat the girls like this at Busch Gardens, I'll tell you that. They have respect for women in short shorts.
See the shorts I wore there.
She was banned for 5 years from that park.
Damn.
Oh, we know somebody that got banned from Six Flags and walked back in that same day.
Alex?
What?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't know if it was discussed on the air.
You work in one of those places, you don't give a shit. That's why I think that she might have said something fucked up to one of those cops, and that's where they were like, okay, you're detained, and we can hold you here. Also, it's like you're a bunch of... You can't... can security guards detain? Those that seems very
it said
official.
Police on their shirt.
Oh, was it police? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was for
But you know, every front. Employee was like, dude... I don't care what the cops say. We got to get that hot retard back in here. I'm just rotating hot dogs all day. Can I please just stare at
get
some
her
fucking
in
cheeks?
Here. Yeah. Jesus.
Listen, we'll sneak her in one of the Tweety outfits.
Let her bust it down in the water park for the kids. Come on.
But yeah, how are they going to keep her out for five? I mean, do you show ID to get into an amusement park?
No, I don't think so.
And I bet she doesn't. It doesn't say breed love on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It would be funny if in the middle of the video she's like, how can you treat Britney Breedlove like this? Don't you know who I am? Jesus. That she really got, she did get fucked over. I'm on her side. Yeah. I'm going to start a fund for her bail money that doesn't exist.
Yeah, nothing bad happens.
Listen, if anybody out there wants to keep us updated on when Britney starts her OnlyFans, we will use Lewis's credit card to subscribe here on the show.
If anybody wants to buy me an account, a subscription to Bad Baby's OnlyFans account, remember the Cash Me Outside girl?
Yeah.
She has an OnlyFans, and she's making millions.
Do dudes on OnlyFans share like Netflix passwords?
Do they really?
No, but everybody, it's just posted to Reddit within hours.
Here's the thing, Sean. This is a great thing about this show. If you want to see that, just say it right now. Just say, I would like to see those photos.
I would like to see the Bad Baby.
I'm on her
Check
OnlyFans
your fans when you get home.
It's not overtly sexual.
Shannon's like, it's not yet. What is going on here?
Every time we talk about a girl's OnlyFans, by the time I get home that day,
you have photos.
The photos are in my DMs from some awesome crazy person.
It's just these amazing genies that just send you the
sometimes the genie's out of the bottle, and you're like, oh, fuck, I liked her better with clothes on. Sometimes it's rough.
It's like strip club waitresses. They're always they always seem hotter, but, you know, they're
not. And then once you see the pictures, they're like, ooh, this was an at-home job.
Are these guys buying the OnlyFans subscriptions and donating them to you, or are they just, like, following, like, Reddit?
They're definitely on Reddit.
It is funny to imagine, like, a little, like, Harry Potter Jew goblin, like, just sliding down a ladder to, like, find Bad Baby and your
fucking Dewey Decimal System.
Somebody's, like, they're hacking them, right? And then they put them on Reddit.
No, I think one person buys it, they copy all the photos, then cancel their account.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You'd think there'd be, like, some kind of thing that you couldn't do that without, like... Oh my God, it came right
that
out.
That can't be her.
That is her.
It is, yeah.
Really?
That's her.
Her face is that ethnic?
No. I think she kind of, she's like Rachel Dolezal. I think she
Yeah, there's a weird, they all seem to be able to do this now, right? Like Ariana Grande looked like a white chick when she was like 14 and now just looks like a Puerto Rican lady.
Bring that back up.
Yeah, why are you showing us?
God damn, that look at those eyebrows.
She's 18 now, Zach.
Yeah, I know, but I just got shit for so long. I don't know. I feel like
that's not a white mouth pose.
No.
that's the illusion. That is not a white mouth pose.
Listen, I'm a Bad Baby hipster. Like I liked it before everybody else was talking about it. I was in on the underground, like the mixtapes.
I was like researching age of consent laws.
Well, now there's a whole thing where they might change OnlyFans. You have to be 21 or something.
What? Horse shit.
Yeah, I know. I don't think it'll happen, to be honest. I think they're making a lot of cash.
When did this morality happen? Like,
I saw it this week.
When did this, like, dude, I remember when we were not that long ago, there would be websites that are like, countdown until Britney Spears turns 18.
Yes. Like,
countdown until the Olsen twins turn 18, and they're not even hot.
I think we are kind of seeing what that does to people.
Is this
now.
From the account already?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow. That's so fast.
God.
I can't.
Yeah, she,
whoa, what the fuck?
Whoa.
We just got here. What are you?
Holy moly.
Jesus Christ.
That's a really bad baby.
That is someone who bothers. When you're, this
bad
is someone,
baby. Cash me outside.
Jesus,
you know what
Christ. I've seen someone exactly like this just bother a bus driver while I was on the bus. Just making it awkward for everyone.
Doing the exact same thing. Just trying to get him to crash.
Doing black mouth out.
Yeah. Doesn't bother a bus
black
driver.
Mouth.
Yeah. Just separating your lips without actually showing your teeth.
That's really funny.
That's white people have duck faces. Yeah.
She looked, when she was on Dr. Phil, she looked way different.
She looked like a different human.
Yes, absolutely.
Some would say
I think there's
child.
Like there's probably plastic surgery situation, a tanning bed of some sort.
She almost looks like Worf now. when they just showed her face, her hair kind of like gives you the impression that she's got Worf head. Right there.
I like they're airbrushing the ridges out of her forehead.
Okay, first of all, what kind of home situation is this that she has that many tattoos before she's 18?
Her, I think
the kind where you're bringing in all of
so much cash.
Yeah.
Remember when she was on Dr. Phil and her mom was like, "I'm at the end of my rope," and then she was like, "Cash me outside." Now she has videos on her Instagram where her mom's like, "Woo!"
Yeah, just selling her "Cash Me Outside" merch.
Exactly. So I think like cash just ruled the situation, and the mom was like, "I'm done. I'm retired at this point." Because I think what it was, I think it was like Dr. Phil was all bullshit. I think she gets along with her mom. Especially now.
I think she probably didn't then, but it's like once that is like
when she was a teenager, shocking.
Look.
She still is.
Yeah, she still is. Look, yeah, good point. Yeah.
When your slutty daughter is only bringing you shame, not really. You're going to have some friction in the household. Your slutty daughter is bringing you shame, but also a mansion.
I'm sick of acting like money doesn't rule, though. I'd let one of my kids stab me on camera for an in-ground pool.
But I think that... Because what ended up happening also, I saw a thing where they were like, oh, people think the Dr. Phil thing was fake. Like, you think it was fake? And they're like, it wasn't fake. My mom really brought me on Dr. Phil. So they thought like that was this, almost like the Kim, that was her version of the Kim Kardashian sex tape. Like, it was all set up so that she could eventually do this stuff. Like, the mom was behind it, which is possible.
Has Dr. Phil actually helped anybody, or is he like... Dr. Drew, where he's just got bodies on him.
I think he's just got bodies on
him. Because that celebrity rehab is a real mess as far as most, like...
Oh, a lot
somebody
of died
shouldn't
in that?
Like, I think a lot of people tapped out on that show.
Yes. Like, what's his name? The guy from Greece, Kaniki from Greece, he's dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
From drugs, right?
Yeah, and he said in his book that he woke up in the middle of the night and Travolta was sucking his dick.
No.
Yes. Shannon, can you look that up? I think I didn't make that
no
up.
No way.
Or I just made up a hilarious story. Because I think about Kaniki from Greece too much.
You mean a very believable...
No, that's his move. He'll suck you. Travolta sucks you, dude. Watch out.
I think he said in his book that he was like in their heyday, he stayed over at his house and woke up in the middle of the night to being blown by John Travolta.
Wow.
Which, I mean, that Travolta... 70s Travolta?
Go for it.
I think you finish.
Yeah. Do it for the story.
That's the dragon he was chasing that led him on the celebrity rehab.
But he was like in a wheelchair on the show.
A Kaniki? Jeff.
Try to perform.
Conway. I always thought his name was Conway, and I found out it was Conway. Maybe that's why he did drugs. He's like, can I have a normal fucking name?
Also, Jeff could have been like, yeah, ruled.
Yeah, he's great.
Tried,
best friend I've ever had.
Tried to blow him.
I'm actually, you know what? I'm sick. None of my friends ever try to suck my dick.
Yeah, it's fucking.
I've never had that
happen
either,
dude.
Yeah,
it's over, dude. Am I gonna have to go first? Am I gonna make the first move and start offering to suck my boys? I mean, I don't really want to do it.
Somebody's got
to
break the ice.
Yeah. Dude.
Do you want to be a good friend?
I think are all my boys waiting for me to offer to suck them?
You just start falling asleep with your crotch up.
Yeah. Oh man, dude.
Oh, looks like I left my shoes on and my cock out.
That was a bit, dude. It's just, I sleep as a bit, dude. And
I'm very jumpy while I'm sleeping. Like, if any, I startle easily.
Mm-hmm.
And a girl definitely tried to blow me in my sleep, and I grabbed her by the back of the head and MMA kneed her in the forehead.
No, you didn't.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's a disqualification. She's grounded. That's
It was an illegal move. Like, it was not good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And caught quite an earful the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was asleep.
Do bi people who are married, do you still suck your boys?
Nah.
Not still suck your boys, but I'm like, are you ever like, yeah, I could probably suck a boy.
Nah.
No?
It seems like a lot of legwork.
Yeah.
I feel bad for it, but I'm shocked you can get your knee that high.
Thank you. This is a more spry mate.
That's a lot of kinetic energy behind that knee. Ended her career.
And ended her sleep. It did not end her dick sucking career, I assure you. In fact, I think I lit a fire under her.
Yeah. Fuck. She got CTE from sucking dick.
And your MMA career was already over.
Yeah, yeah.
That was not happening.
I retired.
Threw my dick out.
But the I bet you there's tons of Travolta stories that are similar to that.
It says that this, how they came about this information was Jeff Conway during a failed suicide attempt.
It's Conaway.
Left this information in a suicide note that his fiance found.
Oh.
And so, I mean, that makes it seem more legitimate.
Either that or be like, he was like, you know, be real. If I'm going to kill myself, you know, be really
just
funny.
Like a prank. Just
he's like, you know who would be really embarrassed? You know who would be really bummed if people thought he was gay? My friend John Travolta.
It was like an inside joke they had their entire lives. The letter comes out, Travolta's like, ah, fuck, man.
Yeah, hey, John, you know how everyone ever thinks you're gay?
You know how nobody will be surprised at this story?
You know, how bad must his wife's blowjobs have been?
Oh, my dude. Well, I think that was like a convenience thing. That was one of those like Scientology marriages, I think.
I'm talking about Jeff Conaway.
Like, oh, yeah.
His wife must have been terrible at sucking cock.
She couldn't wipe the Travolta blowjob out of his mind.
Yeah.
Well, she was born to hand drive.
Fuck.
But the Travolta marriage, yeah, I think it was like a Scientology set up marriage, right? Or it was like a...
Yeah, I think so. Because we... Same with like Tom Cruise. It's like one of those like weird, like, we'll figure this out for you.
Yeah, well, they... Supposedly there was auditions for Tom Cruise's... To be his wife.
We know somebody that knows one of the ladies
that auditioned.
Yeah,
get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. She was on like one of those like CSI type shows.
And at this point, you hear stories like that now. Like I feel like 80s public is like not Tom Cruise, and now people are like, yeah, of course,
yeah, everyone's gay. Dude, what are you talking about? Prove you aren't gay.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's what you have to do. That's what. Yeah.
People in Hollywood now, they come out as straight. Hell yeah. You come to my free speech advocacy fucking comedy tour.
Has he ever not had that room? Like, it's always been the masseuses.
Well, even back in the day, my dad used to go to a gym in Brooklyn, and before he became a cop, and he would see Travolta and his boyfriend at the gym working out together.
Towel snapping.
So even that, and that's the 70s. And then,
to be fair, in the 70s, all Irish people thought all Italians were gay.
That's very true. Yeah. But so he would see that back then, and he was like it was super obvious that was the case. And so yeah, I think ever since back then it was just kind of a no. But I think the way it used to be was you couldn't know as much about people, and you didn't, and they were better at covering it up. And people, what was it, gossip magazines? That was about it. And then the minute you have the internet, they're like, oh, and everything just comes out.
There used to be a lot of cat and mouse, a lot of like innuendo and like an op-ed.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Exactly. Or
and,
like,
and then some public smooching to against it.
Dude, there's all those videos of like Liberace, and they'd be like, when are you going to settle down with a woman? He's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Haven't found the right one.
Yeah. The interviewer's like, you're a confirmed bachelor. They used to call him confirmed bachelors.
Yeah. It would be years of articles where he's a confirmed bachelor, and then he died of pneumonia surrounded by friends and family.
Didn't they call HIV the gentleman's flu or something like that?
Did they really?
I think so. Boy, oh boy.
They called the Paul Lynn special. Is that
the Paul Lynn Halloween special.
I don't even know if he died of that, but yeah. Paul Lynn Halloween special.
Paul Lynn has a fucked up life. Paul Lynn, like a guy fell out of his fucking window.
Really?
Paul Lynn has like, Paul Lynn, A, I think. Like,
that was that was a pratfall.
Drank like a monster.
But he was hooking up with the guy. And
I think they don't, he said it was a friend, but they don't know. Oh, but somebody fell out of like his hotel window and died.
Eric Clapton's son.
Oh,
that's one of those weird Hollywood connections no one ever talks about. I know a lot of cool stuff.
Hi, fans. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with me. Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, but in a chewable form.
In a chewable tablet, Zach.
And a chewable tablet at a fraction of the cost. So you don't need to go to the doctor and have that embarrassing conversation, which is, I'm a man who can't swallow pills. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction.
And if you like this style of comedy, I imagine that you really need help
If you like this style of comedy, you know Blue Chew has been an amazing supporter of the network. It's an online prescription service, so there's no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at a pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days.
Dude, they send you like 60 of those tablets, Zach.
They send you a good amount,
for
and you're going to be very happy.
For fucking $5.
And that's the best part, guys. It's all licensed. It's all legal. It's all wonderful, and it's made in the USA. So if you can benefit from that extra confidence in bed, it's time to go to BlueChew.com for more details, because here's the deal we have for you. You're going to get to try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, at checkout. All you pay is the $5 shipping fee. That's BlueChew.com, promo code RAP, to receive your first month free. And thank you so much to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. One more time, guys, RAP is the promo code, BlueChew.com is the site, and it is a chewable tablet that gives you a harder, stronger, more delicious erection.
You guys hear, you know about the district attorney race in Philadelphia?
No.
Do you know about Charles Peruto?
Please. I want to know.
This kid's so Philly.
Dude. Well, I think Chuck Peruto Sr. represented Gary Heidnick in his criminal defense trial.
I don't know who Gary Heidnick.
Gary Heidnick was like a prolific monster in Philly, like a ladies in the basement type guy.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
And Chuck Peruto Sr., I don't know if I have the guy in the sun right, but I think he defended Heidnick and they like pled insanity and shit like that. And I think the sun, they've both been like high power attorneys in Philly forever. The sun, they found a dead lady in his bathtub. So on his district attorney.
Oh, yeah. It says the woman in my tub, right?
Yeah. So he has a section on his campaign website that's like about the woman in the tub. Charles Peruto.
Dude.
Or Philly district.
That's crazy.
I mean, I guess you want to lead with it.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, this is a million times better than when that lady did the I'm Not a Witch commercial.
All right. Philadelphia DA County addresses 2013 incident where a woman was found dead in his bathtub.
Darkest moment of my life. But there should be a link to it somewhere, but it's like, listen, there it is. Dedicated a portion of his campaign website to the section, the title, The Girl in My Bathtub.
And what is his explanation?
It's too much. That's,
I mean, that guy. Dude, that guy looks like a guy who murders long people and then dissolves
about
the bones
me
in his bathtub.
Yeah. About me. See, what happened was.
About
all right.
Me.
Can you zoom in a little, or can you read it to us? I can't.
There
see
shouldn't
shit
have to be a section for I'll this on it anyone's camera.
Wait, Shannon.
Yeah.
Sexy music.
Hold on.
Go ahead,
girl,
dude.
In my bathtub. One sec.
I mean, isn't that who you want as your DA? Because you're like, this guy is gonna know every which way to get away with murder, and he is not gonna take that shit.
Yeah, I might.
But also, like, it is brutally honest. Like, it kind of reeks of like he didn't really do anything. Because if he really did anything, you wouldn't put a section.
Isn't that what he wants you to think, though?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's very mischievous.
I feel like you can't. If everybody knows that they found a dead lady in your bathtub, you can't just run for office and not mention the dead lady in your bathtub, right? Like,
no, but that would be like a section on a website is like
that would be like Ted Kennedy having a section that's like my friend that couldn't swim
about Chappaquiddick.
Okay, I'm gonna skip ahead a little bit.
He's just the Michael Richards of district attorneys.
Let's hear it, Shan.
In 2013, I was dating a woman for about 6 weeks.
I love the music.
It's impossible to know everything about a person in that short amount of time.
For instance, showers or baths. And why?
It just sounds like a Hinge profile.
I learned more about her after she died by reading an investigative article done by Philadelphia Magazine, written by Lisa DiPaolo, which opened my eyes. In short, the best way to start with this is medical examiner's report stating that her BAC was 0.45 and the cause of death was alcohol intoxication. But because she was found in my tub, everyone, including myself, assumed she drowned. So many empty vodka bottles were found. It looked like there was a party in my house, but inspection of the security video of people entering and leaving showed only her. I was called the morning after she died and raced back to Philadelphia. My phone pings demonstrate that I was in Avalon when I got the call.
This guy has his shit on lockdown.
This is a fucking Netflix documentary.
Yeah.
He showed up to like the police at his house and handed him like a binder. He's like, here are all my alibis and my, you know what I mean? Here's my schedule. Here's my cell phone records.
The minute you say ping, you're not getting the job.
Yeah.
And unless you're opening for Tony Hinchcliffe. there's also a flyer that says bathtub full of vodka party. He's like, oh, excuse me, that's mine.
And it pinged all the way back to Philadelphia. as I was on my phone the entire time with people and I was in an upset state. The evening before, I was actually texting with her, which the pings corroborated as well. I was with several people who all gave statements or testified.
He's like, I was actually trying to break the Guinness World Record for longest phone call.
When I got to Philadelphia, I gave a full and complete statement to homicide detectives and voluntarily surrendered my telephone so that they can perform what is called a phone dump.
I take one of those. Yeah.
It's when you're looking at your phone and you're taking a shit.
This means they can extract anything from the phone, including that which was erased. Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy is so prepared.
Because that's who you want as your DA, because he's going to be like, I tried that back in 94. Yeah. Hold on. Yeah.
He pulled off not my phone?
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it's also a thing where there's no way that he doesn't watch those true crime documentaries because he's hitting all the points that the evidence is against people in those, like making a murder and all that. With all the
criminal defense attorney for those types of people. Was his job for like 60 years.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He knows every move.
Yeah. Sorry, keep going, Chan.
God.
Is there more?
Yep. There's a lot more. For the next several days, I couldn't enter or leave my apartment without being filmed by the major TV stations, which was a harrowing experience. When I was fully permitted to re-enter my apartment, there was black dust everywhere, which was residue from collecting...
Reverse cocaine.
Brown.
Which was residue from collecting fingerprint evidence. You will never understand how hard it is to clean that until you are in that position.
He's like, read this and more in my new book, Good Night for Bubbles. He's just like,
I know a lady's dead, but I don't think you know how hard this was on me.
You ever clean up fingerprint dust? Yeah.
You ever have your phone dumped? I didn't have my phone for like 2 days.
Yeah, I didn't have my phone, and then I had to vacuum my house.
In some ways, I wish I was in that tub.
A bitter enemy of mine, district
stupid bitch drank all my vodka.
A bitter enemy of mine, District Attorney Seth Williams, decided to present this case to the grand jury after homicide detectives cleared me of any wrongdoing. He decided he was going to get this headline at my expense because I defended his first assistant district attorney, Joseph McGettigan, Esquire, when he left the district attorney's office. Joe and I were good buddies.
So nepotism.
Whoa, dude.
And when I was called by the Daily News for an interview, I said glowing things about Joe. This enraged Seth Williams, who decided that my life was a fun thing to play with.
This is too much detail. This is way too much. This is a lie.
There's a lot more.
Wow.
This is like a kindergartner level deception. But he has bitter enemies, and I look for that in an elected official.
Wait, so this is from... Yeah. Thank you so much.
This guy's running now, right?
He's running now, right?
This is a hot race.
2013 this happened?
Yeah, I didn't know it was in 2013. The fact that there are cell phones involved is crazy. I thought this was like an old money, you know, 70s.
As they could see all the pings because I was playing Snake all day. Clearly, I had no time to murder.
But they're saying he was somewhere else, right? That's what the...
He said he was in Avalon, New Jersey.
And his phone actually does show he was in Avalon, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so crazy. Also, it's like... You don't think of politicians as having that. Like, Hollywood people, they're like, there was a party at my house, I wasn't there. Politicians? No politicians. Like, yeah, have a Coke party at my house. I'll just be in Avalon, New Jersey.
Well, it appears that he's trying to say that this lady just got schmam-hammered and died in the bathtub.
Yeah, by herself.
By herself?
Yeah.
And they were dating at the time. That's what he's saying. Okay. Because it really sounds like.
Whether or not he did it, that's too much of an explanation. Yeah. It's way too wordy. I was in an upset state. Okay, man, I'm not buying anything.
Hey, I was out of town and some chick got drunk and died in my bathtub. Should be enough.
I still will vote for him. I'm going to vote for him because of this. I just don't believe him.
He's been making cold calls for his campaign.
Yeah, I'm going to wink when I press the button.
Now, every time I look in my bathroom mirror, there's a jump scare of a wet ghost behind me.
It's writing on the bathroom mirror. It's
writing in the steam every time I take a shower. It's just like
black fingerprints showing up on the walls.
He hasn't moved.
Every time he takes a shower, the steam in the mirror says, pick up more vodka.
He says Bloody Mary 5 times. The mirror says Bloody Mary to him.
He says not guilty 5 times.
Dude, what a weird thing, though. How much can a district... He's already a lawyer making a ton of money. Why would you run for office? He's not a Kennedy.
Eventually, the money doesn't matter, and you need power, the station, man.
And the power, right?
You need to become a monolith of power in the in your circles. And all these lawyers fucking hate each other. I worked, dude, I did IT work for like 200 IT like lawyers in Philadelphia, including this dude. I was in this dude's office.
Oh.
Didn't know about all the cool shit.
Oh, you're the one who set up all the pings
yeah,
for
right? Dude, I was draining a bathtub for him. But these people, like, they would kill each other. All these people would kill each other because Philadelphia is kind of like a small, big city.
Okay.
They're all connected. They all, and dude, to rise through the ranks, become DA is just like.
I love the idea that even lawyers in Philly are mooks.
Hey, more, fuck you, asshole!
Almost more than other people. Definitely really? More than other people. Yeah, it's just a bunch of Italians and Jews just like ready to fight at any given time. Nice people. Nice.
Instead of doing one of the stories on the paper, since we have you from Philly, I want to ask you about something. Maybe Shannon can find the trailer for what I'm talking about. What is it? Crazy Uncle...
Eddie.
Crazy Uncle Eddie?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it? Do you have like... I've met other Philly people that like personally know people that used to go
Everybody
to
Everybody knows someone or knows someone who knows someone that used to go to Eddie Savitt's.
Sean, are you familiar with Crazy Uncle Eddie?
No. I have no idea what this is.
No?
No.
All right, so set him up.
I'm not going to do this justice, but apparently, oh man, my boys are going to fucking crush me for this. There is a dude, they called him Uncle Eddie, his name was Eddie Savitz, and what he would do...
So there was supposed to be a documentary about this that was crowdfunded, and I don't think it ever came out, but the trailer for the doc is out.
So everybody now knows about Uncle Eddie, and if people knew about him, I don't remember when this was, like the 90s, the 80s?
I don't have a timeline.
It was before you could ping.
Yeah.
And this dude was, he was paying like... Pre-ping. Prepubescent boys to come over his house and like shit their pants and like
or shit in a pizza box.
In a pizza box. Yeah, the dude and like there were kids who were just like making an all right living. Of just like visiting.
Oh, wait a second,
and, like,
I have heard about this.
All
they
stuff.
Had the
I
best
think
bike.
Andy told me. That.
Yes, dude. Yeah.
Did you see his pegs?
Did you see his mongoose?
Pegs, yeah. He's catching air on shit money.
I know people from Philly that are like, yeah, we would be hanging out and we were all poor kids. And then one kid would just show up with like
cash.
$300 sneakers on. And he'd be like, yo, Uncle Eddie bought all my underwear and socks.
Get out of here.
Or he would like pay you like to like go run around all day and then buy your underwear.
Oh my God.
But I think when they raided his house, it was like. A treasure trove, like
of porn, child porn.
It would no
oh,
of items that he had bought over the like
trinkets,
a hoarder's house.
Tchotchkes.
Yes,
rape tchotchkes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like hoarders. There's dead cats beneath the underwear. Yeah.
It was like the room they found in Aladdin, like it's but just stacked with little boy shoes and underpants.
About the crusty underoos in my tub.
Yeah. Shannon, did you find it in the trailer?
Yeah. I
Can
think
we
so.
See it?
I think it's called Resurrecting Uncle Eddie.
That's the last.
He
thing.
Looks terrible.
Go in the living room, sometimes you have to wait for your buddy.
This is the best, this voice.
Yeah, this one room that we called it the Den of Perversion. And it was,
when you were eight?
Hold on, pause. Yeah, pause. Yeah. 8-year-old Philly kids calling something
no
a
one,
Den
first
of Perversion?
No one in Philadelphia learns the word den until they're 20.
Yeah.
We called it the living room of fucked up shit. It was fucking wild, dude. Me and my boys used to go up there, and I fucking dropping shit right on his living room.
It was the dinette of deuces.
I was like, bro, you want me to piss in the parlor or what, dude? Anyway, no. That's not
the, so then he that. Finally got caught when he was...
Oh, well, no, there's more, Shannon. You could... There's... He didn't die in a car accident.
Somebody killed him.
We'll see.
Okay,
we'll see.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Stuff was pretty dirty and disgusting.
It was dirty.
It's the accident.
Pretty disgusting.
The man known as Fast Eddie or Uncle Eddie.
Uncle Eddie out of Philadelphia.
When he was arrested, you know, they got to search this storage locker he had, Howard. I guess these young boys who've been selling him their underwear for 20 years would like to know that Eddie valued it.
It's like Bill Gates.
And kept every piece.
Yes.
They found 187 trash bags filled with soil underwear.
Yes. You're kidding.
No.
Yes. It's good to know that he actually did like it, and he wasn't just like trying to figure out what he really wanted. You know,
so the city back in the 1970s was like Gotham City, with the exception of Batman was on vacation.
The Batman didn't come out of fucking
trouble. Kate.
Batman wasn't coming into these fucking neighborhoods.
He wasn't the fucking Riddler. He was
that
the
fucking rich asshole. We fucking kicked his ass.
Now does that kind of make me like Commissioner Gordon? Those are your words, not mine, man. I'm sorry, what was your question?
So basically, Batman was on vacation and the Joker was fucking eating Robin's shithole.
They cut back to him, he's in a cape with the fucking mask.
They called him the Diddler.
basically they are dropping all the property values in all the vigilante neighborhoods.
It's up to me.
And this dude's out there buying up all the shit.
But here's the thing, though. Did he?
Philly was a big shit town back then.
Did he ever?
Used to be. No,
did he ever?
We say go birds and go turds. It's a big shit town.
They're walking with the camera crew and there's like feces on it. He's like, oh, get a look at this. Hey, let me show you that.
Let's it's not much longer. I want
to. My teen years, the year I went down there, I was 16. It seemed very innocent at the time. At the age of 14, 15 years old, it seemed very, really, it did.
If you need a few bucks.
I swear I'm not gay.
There would be at least 30 or 40 kids.
Always had boys with him. At work, at home, at, you know, wherever.
Like a dog walker? Just like a little group of boys around him?
Arranging, scheduling. They said at the time it was hundreds or thousands.
I was working with a group of
my shit squad.
Students, and one of the kids said we should tell them about
it. They just showed a fight randomly?
Yeah, dude.
The man they're calling Uncle Ed is Ed Savitz, a businessman infected with AIDS, who prosecutors may have solicited sexual acts for cash.
It wasn't very long after his arrest that the authorities had said he had AIDS.
It's pretty badass AIDS music.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people in the first hour.
Those were the AIDS years.
That contacted the AIDS hotline.
You never told anybody about
AIDS. Jesus Christ. Yes.
You know?
Dude, someone please illustrate that, but with me. I want me with the Grim Reaper shadow. Leave out the headline about AIDS.
Local AIDS carry. But
a lot of kids, you know, every you know, once a week or something, I would go see Fast Eddie.
Eddie Savitz was, we were supposed to do a thing called kid swapping, which is child sex trafficking. They kept talking about Koji Jerry.
What a quaint name, sex trafficking.
You'd bring kids and they'd swap with the host and vice versa.
Yeah, they thought it was weird, but nobody thought it was wrong, and nobody didn't go back.
So yeah, at the end, they fucking implicate Joe Paterno.
Whoa.
That they had child swapping parties.
Whoa. Damn. Whoa. Not Paterno.
Yeah.
Dude, imagining them just like with those flocks of kids showing up like shepherds going to a market. Just like dragging the kids around. There, you take these two.
I picture it like West Side Story, but they're all just going to suck Achilles' dicks.
It's more like Salo. You know what I mean? There's just like openly shitting and making them eat it.
Ugh. So do you know people personally? Or
I've heard stories.
Too long. No. Yeah, what, dude, it was in the 90s? Or
late
80s.
No, late 80s.
Yeah. You're too young for that.
Yeah, I was 5.
Because it's like when you were 15, I'm like, when I was 15, I would be like, yeah, I'll shit in a box. You get a quarter, it's $100.
I would do that because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
Also, like, right now.
Yeah.
I've said on the shows before, the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, my friend shit on the window of an Outback Steakhouse with a family eating. It was an all-glass wall, and there was a family eating Outback Steakhouse. My friend Mike put his asshole on the glass and took a shit down it.
Oof.
And it just slowly, it was perfect. And to watch the dad of this family be like, you know, this was my one meal this week.
Oh, my God.
Did he, like, just slide his plate away politely? Like, no, this is not for me.
Or did he run away?
Did he run outside and pummel him?
He got up, and Mike ran, and my friends filmed from across the street.
Oh,
and it's
my
the
God.
Single funniest thing I've ever seen.
That's hilarious.
Fuck, that's
Uncle
so
Eddie. The only
nuts.
Uncle Eddie I knew was the Crazy Eddie. It wasn't even Uncle Eddie. Remember Crazy Eddie's?
Yeah.
That was a scam, too. I always thought
that was a tax evasion thing, didn't he?
Yeah, but I thought the Crazy Eddie from the commercials was the actual Crazy Eddie. I didn't realize that guy was just the spokesperson, and the actual Eddie was like, yeah, bilking, I don't know how much, hundreds of thousands of dollars out of the thing.
There was a guy in Brooklyn who was like a cop who just got caught with a bunch of child porn, but I know at least one guy who jerked off in his house.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was like a couple of kids from like Park Slope.
The boy jerking off in my tub.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to end it on that. I think that was a powerful episode.
All right.
We learned a lot. We loved a lot. We learned about each other.
I learned about a Serbian movie. I learned about Uncle Eddie. I'm all fucked up.
This is what we learned about today. Serbian film, Uncle Eddie, and Tony Hinchcliffe.
Let's just keep all those together.
If you need to remember anything about today's show, it is to associate Tony Hinchcliffe with Crazy Uncle Eddie in a Serbian film. Once again, my name is Zach Meek. I am joined by Chris from Brooklyn, Tim Butterly, Sean Donnelly. Please check out their shows and support them, support their live dates. This is Zach Amico saying good night and good luck. This is the Real Ass Podcast.
That's all, folks.